You're listening to the Pastor Scott Show podcast. Have any questions or comments? Email Pastor Scott now at pastorscott@kkla.com or tune in live weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. And now, here's Pastor Scott.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pastor Scott Show. The number is 888-528-2557. If you want to join the conversation, 888-528-2557. We talk about issues of the day from a Christian perspective.
And now to this, an undergraduate valedictorian at USC will not be allowed to speak at next month's commitment ceremony over safety concerns.
That student had been facing some intense criticism for her pro-Palestinian views.
Have you heard the story? This is the big story. It's national news. USC, University of Second Choice for some of you looking for your education this year. That's just a little joke for some of you. USC canceled their school valedictorian speech at the graduation ceremony coming up. And here's what I'm going to explain that and kind of go through it. But I'm going to tell you something. In a way, I'm going to take the student side on this. Not her opinions. I don't agree with her opinions, but I'm going to take the student's side, but I'll explain that in a minute. But here's my question for you. Should she be allowed to speak, even if what she says is going to be offensive, even if what she says is wrong and would require people to come out and say, I don't agree with that? Should she be allowed to speak, or should she be canceled by her own university? The number is 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. 2557. Here's some more on the story here.
You just brought up a link that was posted through your social media page.
Hold on. Putting myself in the jail. Got a new monitor here. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Asna Tabassum, the fourth-year student from Chino Hills, was a major in biomedical engineering and a minor in resistance to genocide right now.
All right, I want you to hear that again. So this is the news report about her name. Asna Tabassum, I think is how you say her name. This is what she studied there at USC.
Asna Tabassum, the fourth-year student from Chino Hills, was a major in biomedical engineering and a minor in resistance to genocide right now.
So her major is biomedical engineering. That's fine. But her minor is resistance to genocide. That's a minor. Those are classes that you can take over there at USC. Resistance to genocide. It's not one class, not some throwaway class that somebody in the DEI office made them take or something. It's a minor. It's at least 9 different classes, maybe more, depending on how you deal with your credits. Resistance to genocide. Note, by the way, if I'm ever hiring people, and I have many times in my life, and I get on your resume, major biomedical engineering. Oh, good. Or minor resistance to genocide. You know what happens to that resume? I don't say a word to anybody, but it goes in file 13. You know what that is? It's the round file. It's where that goes. And that person will never know why they didn't get a phone call, and no one will know. But if the reason is for the same reason probably that the university doesn't want her to give her speech, is I don't want some craziness tearing apart my business. And if that's your minor, I don't even... Anyway, you know, that's just the way it goes. All right, so here's why. Now, the school, USC, did not do it because of what she was going to say. They did it for these reasons.
Now, USC's provost in a campus-wide letter to students explained the decision, saying in part, to be clear, this decision has nothing to do with freedom of speech. There is no free speech entitlement to speak at a commencement. The issue here is how best to maintain campus security and safety protocol, period.
So this is about security. What they were afraid of is violence at their commencement ceremony. Yeah. But here's my question, though. So they're not going to have her speak because there will be probably demonstrations of different kinds. They're worried about competing demonstrations, maybe some violence. There's been some at other campuses. We're seeing this all over the country now. I wonder why they would be afraid of violence, though, because of what she might say. Like, it's their valedictorian. This, I guess, is the top grade getter in the whole school. Biomedical engineering, good for her. Those are tough courses, and they're important. I bet she's very smart. Resistance to genocide. So she got the top grades in those courses. What do you have to do to get the top grades in those subjects? I wonder. And then I wonder why they're afraid of violence. I think that there's going to be maybe larger, more potential for violence because they don't let her speak. wouldn't you think? I'll bet that there's groups right now going, well, we weren't planning to protest the commencement, but I'll bet we are now. Let me tell you something, and this is where I'm going with this. These schools have created a monster. They really have.
It's alive!
They really, really have. And it's their own fault. It is their own fault. This is what Ansa Tabassum had to say in response to the school removing her for security reasons for giving her valedictorian speech.
Another statement from Tabassum via the Council on American Islamic Relations. She said, "I'm not surprised by those who attempt to propagate hatred. I am surprised that my own university, my home for 4 years, has abandoned me." End quote.
I'll bet she is surprised. You know why she's surprised? Because they taught her offensive opinions, and she got an A. Probably an A+, probably some extra credit. How do you get to be valedictorian? You got to beat all the other A+ people somehow. And the views that she has that they think are going to lead to violence are ones that she learned about and got good scores in her courses. I'll bet that that is true. Sure, her minor, once again, is resistance to genocide. What do you think they teach in those courses? Resistance to genocide. In its many courses, I looked it up online. You can find it. It is an actual minor at USC, and it's fairly generic, but I'll bet the courses, there are classes on terrorism, its causes, and religion. I wonder how they really explain that on there. Comparative genocide is one, which I guess is comparing one genocide to the other. These genocides are okay. These genocides are not okay. Is that what that means? Is that what that means? There's something going on here, right? And I think it's USC. And you know what? I think that the school should let her speak because she's probably going to say things that she was taught and got good grades for at that school. Other students agree.
She should be able to speak. I think, opinions aside, this is a tradition. I do think it leaves a negative mark on our school because I think it shows that as students, we're not allowed to exercise our freedoms or else we'll be punished for it, regardless of what our opinions may be.
Yeah, and especially if it's the opinions that the school holds also that now you're not allowed to say. See, I'm telling you, it's a monster.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
This is the Pastor Scott Show, and I'm asking this question. Should she be allowed to speak? I think they should let her speak. I'm sure I would not agree, and I'll bet they do. Her speech probably is full of anti-Semitic tropes and a whole bunch of falsehoods that you learn and that kind of stuff. But you know what? That's what she was taught, and I think the school ought to come forward and say, you know what? We're going to provide security because somebody's going to speak on all of the issues that we taught her to speak about. 888-528-2557 is the number, 888-528-2557. Do you think she should be allowed to speak? Or maybe there's a line. Maybe she shouldn't because of some of the things that she's going to say. What is that line for what we allow people to say under the banner of free speech? And notably, I realize free speech is a government thing. USC is a private institution, and even though the government will probably pay off her student loans, it's a private institution, and they have a right to say you can speak or not. And it's a privilege to give the speech, and they can make that decision. I don't deny that the school can make that decision, but is it the right thing? 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557 is the number. Ted, City of Angels, welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
Thank you, Pastor. It's a great topic. So we are talking about the University of Small Children, is that correct?
I thought it was the University of Second Choice, but whatever you want to say.
Well, some Bruins fans call them University of South Central. So,
well, they used to be known as the USC Brain Surgeons, if you know what I'm talking about, from about 30 years ago. But anyway, what do you think about this with, and I'm not meaning to, meaning to bash on USC, frankly, but.
No. I love them. I love them.
Go ahead, Ted. So what do you think? Should she be allowed to speak, or is this something where it's like, well, because of the safety, is the school right? There's a safety problem here, and we should not allow this.
No, I don't believe it's a safety issue. It's a safety issue because they're not upholding the laws, and they choose to leave people vulnerable, but she should be allowed to speak. I am definitely pro-Palestinian. I'm pro-Israel. I'm anti-Hamas. And as far as I'm concerned, Israel should occupy the West Bank permanently and make sure they're safe.
See, I don't think that will be her opinion in this speech. But in the same vein, let's say that was her opinion And should that person be also allowed to speak, knowing that that conversation would lead to violence also? I appreciate that, Ted. Thanks for calling the Pastor Scott Show. 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. We're talking about the USC, who is denying their valedictorian the opportunity to speak at their graduation, their commencement, because of her views. They're afraid they might lead to violence because they are— what's happened is that she put on her social media a bunch of anti-Israel and destroy Israel comments and things like that. And they said, this is going to lead to violence and a controversy we don't want. And so you can't speak. She was on— her name is Asna Tubasum, and she was on CNN discussing this very thing.
And now to this, an undergraduate valedictorian at USC.
Joining me now is Asna Tubasum, University of Southern California valedictorian. Asna, thank you very much for joining us. My understanding is that this week you met with university officials to address security concerns. What happened in that meeting? Did they tell you about any specific threats?
No, actually, they did not tell me about any specific threats, and my request to ask for the details of such threats were denied. And so it leads me to consider whether the decision to revoke my speech was made on the basis of safety alone.
Do you have a sense of whether there was a concern for your safety or perhaps the safety of other students?
The safety, I think, is a priority for all students, including myself. And so it was made unclear to me because I received no details about what specifically the security threats were directed to.
So the school is saying to her, well, there's a security threat because of your opinions, but it goes more than that. See, her opinions are not just maybe what they think she's going to say, but all they know about it because of her social media. Okay, and here's how she responds to a question about that.
Asna Tubasum, the fourth-year student from Chino Hills.
You just brought up a link that was posted through your social media page. I do want to ask you about that, since you did bring it up. One of the items in this post calls for the complete abolishment of Israel. Is that a position that you endorse?
If you're asking me if I stand for human rights, if you're asking me if I stand for equality and unequivocal and unconditional right to life for all people, including Palestinians, then I'm not apologetic.
She says, you listen to that. She didn't actually answer the question. She said she's not apologetic. The question here, you know, this is the question.
You just brought up a link that was posted through your social media page. I do want to ask you about that, since you did bring it up. One of the items in this post calls for the complete abolishment of Israel.
She never says it. She's not apologetic for the abolishment of Israel. See, and the reason that this goes to that circumstance, that place, is because what other country in the world would you advocate for their removal from the face of the earth and not get in trouble for that? None, right? That's where it becomes anti-Semitic. It's not just disagreeing with Israel's policies or how they conduct themselves, but by saying, you know what, they should be wiped off the face of the earth and putting that all over your social media. By the way, another side note here on your social media accounts, your social media, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure you teach your kids, your social media is permanent. It is forever. Years later, you might be applying for some job somewhere, or maybe you're just trying to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and they're going to Google you, and it's going to show up.
Humiliations galore.
888-528-2557. Do you think she should be allowed to speak anyway? The university is saying that they have security concerns because of her views. I think that she got those views because of what she was taught. That's what she says. And I think that there's going to be security concerns now anyway, because they're not going to let her speak. 888-528-2557. This is the Pastor Scott Show. Denise in L.A., welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
Hi, Pastor Scott. I was thinking, you know, my college, when I graduated, promised me the opportunity to meet with high-ranking employment opportunities. And I'm wondering why we're not doing that instead of talking about this. If those graduates actually, as esteemed, the whole idea of a degree, and a very expensive one, is to go out and improve the world, why not have the university promise these nice people, maybe people from like a secret, what do you call it, a secret boss. They happen to be in the audience, and these speeches are used in order to explain why they should be chosen.
So you think that maybe a college commencement speech could be used as a almost a job interview?
That's correct. And the people listening who are esteeming to go to that university would not know the secret employers who are in the stadium listening.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, as an employer, I do Google. When I was an employer, I Googled people. And I'll tell you what, I found some speeches and things online. And sometimes it helped those people and sometimes it did not. One time I got down to, I was hiring youth directors and I had 300 applicants. I whittled it down to about five. And then I Googled all five. And you know how many I had after that? Zero. I had zero.
Just think, though, if you thought that somebody you highly esteemed in your field of study could be right there.
Well, you know, I think that you have a point that people should be thinking of that anyway in the world we live in today where everything is recorded, everything is on video, your social media is public and permanent. And, you know, it goes to another point about the university, and I thank you, Denise, for your call, is, you know, when there's a minor – where the minor, I said this before, her minor was something about genocide. What was it here? It's a resistance to genocide minor. So her major is biomedical engineering. And when you hear her talk, she's obviously well-educated and well-spoken. She obviously has the smarts to do a job. You know, part of what you're looking for is somebody who can communicate today, right, who can speak well. But what I mentioned before is that if I'm looking at a resume and I've never met you and I see your minor is resistance to genocide, round file, file 13, it's a hindrance to hiring you. That's my opinion. Now, I'm sure there are employers out there who are like, ooh, she's one of us. We want this person. You know, maybe if you're working for NPR or something like that.
Humiliations galore.
888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. Do you think she should be allowed to speak? So USC has canceled her valedictorian speech, but it's really because she's going to espouse things, presumably, that she was actually taught and got straight A's in. 888-528-2557. Jim in Azusa, welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
Yes. You know, she should not be allowed to talk. USC did a very wise thing in canceling her because all she would have caused is probably riots.
I think that is the university's thinking, and that might be correct, actually. She may have caused riots. But let me ask you this question. Let's say that the valedictorian is a Jewish student who participates in the Jewish Student Union and has been very outspoken in defense of Israel and the war against Hamas. I think that speech might, and the right to exist, and I'll bet that speech might also cause riots. Should that person also be not allowed to speak?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. Of course, I'm a Christian and I'm for Israel because the Bible says that we should be for Israel as a nation because God has blessed them forever. So that's a really tough question for me to answer.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a hard question, isn't it? What if they're a Christian and they're going to get up and say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Maybe they're going to get up and say, you know what, in all due and love and respect, like we talked about yesterday with that pastor who got stabbed in Australia, who said, in all love and respect, take your Muhammad and your other religious leaders and compare them to my Jesus, and Jesus blows them away. What if, I'll bet that causes some riots too, if there's some kind of protest and other stuff. Should that Christian be allowed to speak?
Yes.
So you would say yes to that, but not to this person whose views are pro Palestine, anti-Israel. Her views are the state of Israel should not exist.
Yeah, she's wrong. She's wrong, yep, in my opinion.
All right. Well, I agree that she's wrong. Thank you for your call. I agree that she's wrong. But as she's saying here, she was taught these things in her classes. And I think there's definitely a really good question, in all, you know, honestly, about whether or not this person is to speak. You don't want violence. I think there's probably going to be violence now because they canceled her, right? But at the same time, she is reflecting what you thought of as a school. She's reflecting what you taught, what's part of your department and all of this. And I think USC is actually the bigger problem here. I'm not excusing her and whatever she's into, but come on, USC, you own some of it. You have created a monster.
It's a lie!
And that's one of the things, by the way, with these kinds of views, when you're creating radicals and you're creating people with these different opinions, you know what happens when you create a mob, basically, like we're seeing in these protests? Eventually, that mob turns against you. That's what happens in history. It turns against you. And if you're in one of these mobs and you're part of some movement that wants some kind of radical thing, you know what happens? Eventually, that same mob you're a part of turns against you. It does, because what's wanted is something else. All right, 888-528-2557. BJ, Eric, and others, I'll get to your calls when we come back. Should she be allowed to speak at USC? 888-528-2557. Pastor Scott's show will be back as the Wednesday edition continues. And before we go, just one other thing. You know, we're talking about monsters, right?
It's alive!
That's what my wife says at night when I was a snorer, and I was a snorer until a couple of weeks ago. And more than that, I have sleep apnea, which is scary, especially at my age, because it leads to dementia and Alzheimer's, heart disease, hypertension, feeling tired all day. I needed to do something about that, so I did. I went to go see Dr. Simon for a solution. And Dr. Eddie Simon, he created this custom mouthpiece for me that I wear at night. We call it the magical oral device because it gently brings my jaw forward. I got used to it after just one night, and I have zero snoring now, and my sleep apnea is gone. I sleep great. There's no snoring, and my wife is no longer calling in the people with the pitchforks to take care of the monster. I urge you to go see Dr. Eddie Simon because it can really save your life. His number is 892-SMILE, 892-SMILE. The website is tmjexpert.com, tmjexpert.com. Call Dr. Eddie Simon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Pastor Scott Show podcast. Have any questions or comments? Email Pastor Scott now at pastorscott@kkla.com or tune in live weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Now, back to the show.
I believe in what I believe, and it is because of the people around me that I've met at USC, the classes that I've taken, the professors that I have learned from, that have led me to look at the world in this way. And you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, human rights is controversial.
That is Asna Tubasum. She is the USC valedictorian who has been told she's not allowed to speak because they are afraid for security concerns, USC's administration says, and because of her views, in particular, the fact that her views online have been very anti-Israel and, kind of on that side of things. But one of the things that she is claiming, and I happen to agree with her, I'm not saying she doesn't bear responsibility for ultimately what she does, and presumably she's an adult now, right? Well, obviously she's, I don't think she started there when she was, 13 or something, but she is, a grown-up. But this has been her education. Listen to this again. This is what she says.
I believe in what I believe, and it is because of the people around me that I've met at USC, the classes that I've taken, the professors that I have learned from, that have led me to look at the world in this way. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, human rights is controversial.
She says that she got her beliefs because the professors and the classes she took at that school have led her to believe in this way. And I think that's a true statement. Her major is biomedical engineering, great major. She's obviously very smart. But her minor is resistance to genocide, which requires many classes in this kind of ideology that leads someone to believe the things that she believes. And that's what she puts on her social media. This is what really gets her in trouble, is she's against the state of Israel. She will not claim that Jews have a right to the homeland. She's basically pro-Hamas, all of those kinds of things. And the university is afraid that there's going to be violence. So they canceled her speech for speaking on something that she learned at that university in her own minor. Now, I'm not defending that point of view, but I'm thinking they should have let her speak and they just should have provided the security. And that might mean metal detectors everywhere, lots of cops, lots of stuff. But I think in a way, USC owns this. Now, I think she might say some stuff. Her speech might be fine and just, kind of generic and whatever. But she also might get up and say a bunch of stuff that is very inflammatory and anti-Semitic, a lot of the stuff we've been hearing today. Do you think she ought to be able to speak? Or what about people in general who might have views that, for whatever the reason, people might cause violence because of it? See, and we're shutting down people's views. I think that she will probably say something that would cause the university to put out a statement that disavows everything that she said. And there would be all kinds of chaos, and it'd be national anti-USC news. And I think there would be lots of donors to USC who pull their funding.
Humiliations galore.
What do you think about this? 888-528-2557. BJ in Inglewood, welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
Welcome, Pastor Scott. I'm glad you brought that out about the donation. See, I worked at USC. And see, the Palestinians had nothing as far as equity built into the school. I used to clean off plaques where Jews had donated more than just millions. You had to have almost like a $100 million donation to get a certain plaque. And those names have Spielbergs and the people that
have put
money.
Do you think that this is mostly about money then, the real reason they're canceling
it? This is one of the reasons. If you let her get up and speak, and I'm Jewish and I'm giving you $100 million annually, I'm pulling that $100 million out the next day.
That could be true, because we've seen that happen with a bunch of schools back east. Harvard has lost an awful lot, and I didn't get to see a lot of it, but they had Columbia's president at Congress today, and it doesn't look like that went real well for her.
I saw this, I saw this coming in the 70s. I was in the Air Force, and I went to San Antonio University, and that professor that I took history under hated the United States. And every time I said something, he'd just sit there and rebuke me. I look like an idiot in that class because I'm sitting there in the Air Force uniform trying to be the best American I can be, and he's sitting there talking about America. Everything he did was I end up getting a D in the class, and I repeated everything he said. But this has been coming since the 70s. I can see it in the campuses.
Yeah,
and
I think
our
that
children have grown.
And I think, yeah, see, and that kind of goes to my point. Thank you, BJ, for your call, is that she is most likely going to say things or espouse things that she learned from USC in the courses that they offer in her resistance to genocide minor. I'm sure there's a lot of donors at that school who are not Jewish, by the way, but who have also given millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, you just kind of wonder, you know, if you're listening and you give hundreds of millions of dollars, why do you do that and what causes you to pull the funding? Right. And, you know, what is it that do you give blindly? You know, our university system right now is a mess. And we're living at a time where I think for the first time in American history, parents are considering whether it's even worth it to send your kids to college. I think you need a college education, but I think that, you know, for example, her major, biomedical engineering, great major, great thing to be involved in. But when you have minors, maybe there's even a major, I didn't even look it up, for resistance to genocide or gender studies and stuff like that. I don't want my kid learning that. And I certainly don't want to pay USC prices for my kids to learn that. Do you think she should be allowed to speak? And partly what I'm getting at here, though, is not just the issue for her and what she might say, but other people have been, you know, there have been, you know, on the conservative side, I think conservatives have been banned from speaking at just events at universities all the time, you know, and chased around, you know, Riley Gaines, who is the swimmer who lost to Leah Thomas, the transgender swimmer. She's been speaking at a lot of these campuses and she was downright assaulted. I think it was at Berkeley or Stanford. And was locked in a room for 4 hours because of the violence that came up. And, you know, it is a growing problem. My contention is that our system, because of the way we want to teach what truth is, because we are allowing in new philosophies that are what is called as applied postmodernism, the idea that there can be more than one truth, or that a truth applied to me is not necessarily the same truth applied to you, or a truth applied to Hamas is not the same truth applied to Israel. And you can sort of start, once you do that, well, then you can be on anybody's side and it can be right. It can be the moral position. And I think you're just creating a monster.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
888-528-2557. This is the Pastor Scott Show, 888-528-2557. Eric in Corona, welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
Hey, Pastor Scott.
Hi, Eric.
So the last guy took my thunder because there's a misconception that the root of all evil is money. No, the answer to all questions is money. It's much easier to make one person upset and don't give a speech and it blows over in one day, then to tick off thousands of donors who give money. Both people that are Jewish themselves or even pro-Jewish, because USC is being disingenuous from this standpoint by saying they're afraid of violence. Violence from who? If she's going to give a pro-Hamas speech, the violence ain't coming from Hamas. So where's the violence that they're afraid or asking coming from?
And what is the example of that in other schools too, right? I think you're right. Who are they afraid of? Because the violence and the protests are coming. What's that?
They're afraid of the donors. That's who. I would do the exact same thing. Who cares about a single student? Because this story, unless you brought it up, and I Google it, it's not a story.
It's national news. It's on all the national news stations all day yesterday.
What I'm saying is, tomorrow, it's not a story.
It'll go away.
It's a today. You lose hundreds of millions of dollars, a million, not even hundreds, just millions of dollars from a private university. Even though USC is sitting on, I think, $660 million in endowments, but you start losing that money. If I'm making a business decision, I'm making the decision of who is it I want to make mad, and guess what? It's her.
You know, you're I think that could very well be the right answer here, because it is odd when you ask that question. Well, what violence are you expecting? And I kind of think that now, because of what they did, there might be a greater risk of violence or demonstrations getting out of hand. You know, for sure, there's going to be a demonstration now. But I think the donations, I think that's a big deal, and that's something
you can even live with civil unrest.
Right.
From a financial standpoint,
you can rebuild those classrooms for more money than, put all the windows back in for then. Yeah, I think you're probably right, Eric. Eric, thank you for your call. 888-528-2557, Chris in Monterey. Welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
Hi, Pastor.
Hi, Chris. What do you think? Should she speak?
Well, I don't think so. But the point I wanted to make is that, you know, these people that spout these ideas, she's supposed to be a smart person. And it's like all these people have a blind spot. They don't realize that, you know, she's talking about resistance to genocide, and yet at the same time she's promoting genocide of the Jews. And they all do that. You know, they're for diversity, inclusion, and equity, unless you disagree with them. They don't want to hear conservative ideas. They don't even let conservative people speak, but yet they try to say they're for diversity, inclusion, and equity. And, I mean, she's supposed to be, you know, taking all these classes and, going against this idea, resistance to that idea, and yet she's espousing that idea.
Mm-hmm. And she says it's what she learned in her classes.
Yeah, and that's. And I was also going to say that. All these universities nowadays are woke. I mean, they have to, with the pressure that they get, otherwise they're not heard or they're not given money. It's not just USC. It's universities across the board. They don't even let conservative people speak on campus.
Yeah, see, and that's one of the reasons I wonder if we should be thinking about whether we let this person speak anyway. Not that it's our choice, but whether or not she ought to be able to, because when you go down the road of censorship, even if you're censoring terrible ideas, you know, I think if she gives that speech and is particularly bad, it certainly reflects poorly on the university. And thank you for your call. And maybe that actually helps the university. And what about Christian views or Jewish views or other views that people claim are immoral? Censoring people, canceling people is it cuts both ways. That's why I think this is a monster.
It's a lie.
888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. Pastor Scott Show, Wednesday edition. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Pastor Scott Show podcast. Have any questions or comments? Email Pastor Scott now at PastorScott@KKLA.com or tune in live weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Now, back to the show.
I spend more time working on these cars than with my own family.
I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass, and sweating.
This is job number 2 today, so my customers aren't the only ones drinking coffee.
I'm breaking my back out here for one reason.
I want to pay off some other guy's debt.
Biden's plan to pay other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea.
Biden's right. You should take my tax dollars to pay off your debts.
My family will figure out how to get by with less. What's most important is we spare college graduates from any extra stress.
Want to be a struggling artist? College is on me.
My kids don't need fancy things like school supplies or new shoes.
I work for you, theater major.
This shift is for you, business major. Go buy yourself that new car.
Enjoy your free ride. College is on me.
Tell Congress, stop Biden's bailout for rich kids.
That is a commercial from Mark Rice, who is a congressional candidate in a Chicago suburb. And he's using the student loan issue to say, hey, you know, we shouldn't be paying off student loans. And what we've been talking about this hour is our colleges. And in response to USC deciding that their student, Ansa Tubasum, who is the valedictorian, will not be allowed to give her valedictorian speech. I feel like there's another word for it. Valedictorianary, it's something.
Okay.
But she's not allowed to give the speech because they're afraid of violence is what they say, because her views are anti-Israel and she's got a lot of postings online that are anti-Semitic and other stuff. She takes that point of view on a whole bunch of stuff and they said violence. And, I wonder, USC is an expensive school. I wonder how many of her loans might get paid off. That's part of the monster that we've built in our university system, that we teach very – because the thing is that she says, accurately so, I believe, because her minor is resistance to genocide. She says that she's just going to say the stuff that she learned about and got excellent grades at USC. So I think they have created a monster, and it's coming back at them. And some of our callers think it's about donors. And I think that's probably correct, that donors, you know, the money, you always got to follow the money, right? That's what they say, and that's often correct, is, you know, donors are expecting the school to become prestigious, right? They believe they graduated from a prestigious school. I mean, right now, if you're a Harvard graduate, I know some Harvard graduates, and they've got questions. You're still proud of the school. You know, I'm still sure they're cranking out some good people, but there's major controversy. And these types of courses, I believe in the regular business world, they lower the value of that graduate. And we're seeing that in some of our great, great schools.
Humiliations galore.
So they're not going to let her speak and perhaps say stuff that she was taught to learn there. We've been asking this question. Do you think she ought to be able to speak anyway? Is this a matter of, I know it's not a free speech issue because that's government, but should we be, you know, when do we censor opinions? And then how far does that go? What if it's a Jewish student who has another point of view? What if it's a Christian student who says Jesus is the only way? Do you not let that person speak and claim that your donors might get offended or your, that's not what they're claiming. They're claiming violence. But what's the reason? 888-528-2557. Isaac in L.A., welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
Pastor Scott, how are you doing?
I'm good. Isaac, how are you?
I'm blessed. Pastor Scott, I got two points to make. A lot of times I call and you cut me off, so I'll try to be as brief as
possible. All right, well, hurry. Yeah, go ahead. We want to get to other callers, so make your points.
Okay. Yeah, don't cut me off. first of all, the Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying of the listener. Okay, now, I know she's not a Christian, but that doesn't change the fact that what the Lord says is correct. You see, there's no counsel about the wisdom of God. So God is smarter than us, and that's the first thing I want to say. The second thing is speaking of free speech, the gentleman called in a little while ago. You all were joking about the changing the name of USC. He said the University of South Central. That is extremely offensive to black people.
Did he say that? I missed that. I didn't hear that.
Well, you kind of overlap what he was saying, so you probably didn't hear. But how dare he say that? You know, black people that heard that all over this country are offended. That is saying that black people are stupid. That's exactly what it meant. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, I'm sorry about that. If I was talking over him, I guess, so I didn't hear him say that. But, yeah, I don't like that.
If you listen to the program, you'll hear him say University of South Central.
Yeah, well, we're not going to say that. I said the University of Second Choice. which
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you were fine.
That has nothing to do with location or who. It just has to do with who's filling out what school they want to go to. Or University of Small Children, University. There's a whole lot of UCLA fans here checking in on this, but we don't want to be offensive. So I am sorry about that, Isaac, but I appreciate your point. Also about the scriptures, right? One more thing.
Like I said, God is smarter than us. And he says, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways, that the heaven is from the earth. We put the Constitution and man's thoughts above the word of God, and that's backwards. Just trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So she should not speak. That's corrupt communication. If a Christian is going to get up and say Jesus is the way, that's not corrupt communication. That's love and that's the truth.
Now USC is a secular university, so they don't really care probably about what you're saying. On the other hand, I think it would be right to encourage anybody giving a speech to make it uplifting and unifying and truthful. And maybe the problem is USC has blurred the lines on all of that so badly in their courses that they don't even know what that means.
But we want to go by the wisdom of God, not the wisdom
of man. Well, for sure, that's the case with us. Isaac, I do appreciate your call. Thank you for those points. See that what I mean? I'm telling you, the university system, and we're seeing this break down. We're seeing it in Washington today, as once again, Columbia is getting asked whether or not they think students ought to be able to say death to the Jews or death to America or death to whoever, and they're not giving really good answers. And it's because of the academic system that leads to resistance to genocide studies. If that's about defending yourself because people are trying to kill you for no good reason because you didn't attack them first or whatever, there's something to that. But if it's about redefining genocide on different terms based upon, different theories of who's entitled and who isn't and all kinds of weird stuff, it's a mess. And I'm telling you, we've created a monster.
It's a lie!
And we've created that with student loans. We've created that with the curriculum, now with graduations, now with all these protests where so many things aren't even right, what's being said. Like, not a matter of opinion, just factually incorrect. I mean, the latest ceasefire proposal was rejected by Hamas, not by Israel. And yet I heard a protester earlier this weekend say, Israel's rejecting the ceasefire. No, they signed on to it, and Hamas declined it again. It's not even right. 888-528-2557. Deborah in Marietta. Do I have your name right?
Yeah.
Deborah, go ahead, Marietta.
Yeah, I was actually a first time. I'm a first time listener.
All right, here's your fanfare. First time listener, welcome to the Pastor Scott Show.
And I'm on my way to get my grandson's baseball game, and I'm going to be late. But I felt that it was so important for me to pull over and share this information. Parents, you need to wake up. We have this going on in our public school system.
Mm-hmm.
I have over 20 years of teaching experience, and then I substituted for 8 years after that. And I was able to get into various schools. I wasn't in just one area. But the teaching is getting horrible. And we've got to, as parents, get in there and see what's going on. There's now a situation in Temecula where they're wanting to vote out the people that they voted in, mm-hmm. in PTA. And these people were very pro-parents and helping the parents, and the teachers can't have total control. This is what's happening, of course, has happened in the colleges. The teachers, the professors, they're taking control.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
And I think, this is not something that just happened overnight. This has been going on for a long time, and you're right. It's not just USC or the colleges. It's in the schools. In fact, in the next hour, I know you said you got to go to your kid's baseball game, but you can get our podcast at the Pastor Scott Show, wherever you get your podcast, or look for us on Rumble, the Pastor Scott Show. We're going to have a guest on, and we're going to talk about a state initiative that's coming up that's about protecting our kids from a lot of this stuff. Deborah, thank you for listening. This is the Pastor Scott Show, and you're in Murrieta. Are you listening on KKLA 99.5 FM or on 106.1 FM K-Praise?
You know what? I don't even know. I just turned on the radio and you were on. So,
well, take a look at it. We're on from 3 to 5. See what station and hit that little button that saves it. Then you can come right to us every day from 3 to 5.
Gosh, will do.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling the Pastor Scott Show. All right. You know, this is something that I think is what happens when you build a monster and it all comes back in your face. That if you're not going to deal with truth, if you're not going to deal with even things where there's a nuance or a disagreement, but you're just going to say, you know, somebody earlier were talking about, you know, the idea of diversity and stuff. And usually when you're thinking about that, you're thinking about, you know, race or economics or some other things. But if you're not going to allow diversity of thought, if you're not going to, then it's not diversity. You know, if you're going to tell people who are of different ethnic groups what they have to believe, otherwise they don't belong to that ethnic group. And if you're going to say this is the only thought you can have, that's not diversity. That's falsehood. You know, there's truth. You can say you got to have the truth, but you want to fight for that. And we're going to talk about that when we get back in the next hour. This is a really big deal. And the monster is, it's for real.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
I'm going to see how many times I can play that, you know, just for 1 hour.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the Pastor Scott Show. The number is 888-528-2557. When we come back, we've got a guest with us. We're going to talk about a initiative that we're looking to put on the ballot. ProtectKidsCA.com is where you'll find it right now. ProtectKidsCA.com. Check it out. And you want to sign that petition. Time is running out to get this Protect Parents initiative up on the ballots to protect parents' rights. And it all fits in along with this subject. You can follow us right now on social media. Go to @PastorScottShow on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, @PastorScottShow. Click follow or subscribe. And we're on Rumble. You can always watch us on Rumble. Look for the Pastor Scott Show on Rumble. Pastor Scott Show Wednesday edition. We'll be back as the Pastor Scott Show Wednesday continues. Stay tuned.